Hello.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Sam Jones, actually, I'm the head of the department over here and who's taking care of all the billing funds matters as well. So is this a good time to talk to you?
Yes.
That's great. So actually it is just mentioned to us like you are asking for the refund and you also text him as well regarding that. So yesterday you spoke with David Morgan regarding the draft submission stuff. So can you please let me know what happened suddenly? Yesterday you was fine. Yesterday you were totally fine and now you are asking for a refund or something. What happened?
So I'd like to just move forward. I don't want to. I'd like to move on. I do not want to continue the services here. Eddie's done a good job, but I'd like to. I'm requesting a refund.
Okay, that's not a problem. The refund is not a case, right? It's just we don't have any problem to proceed with the refund. But can you please tell me exactly what happened? What happened suddenly? You have changed your mind after talking to the David. David did something wrong, or what happened? Can you please let me
So
know?
David attempted to have me pay for a website. When he attempted to have me pay for the website, he said $24.99. To me, that is $24.99, not $2,499. And then after I gave him my information, he actually said the full number. So that was a pull-in to get me to give my information. And then yesterday, he was completely fine with me paying $2,499, even though he called it $24.99. And then today, he offered it to me at $14.99. So yesterday, if your goal is to do the best that you can for your client, you would have said, you know what, I believe that we can get you some discounts. This is going to be a great deal. I do customer service myself, right? So if this is going to be if this was, the attempt was to do the best that you possibly can for the client, you would have offered that $14.99 upfront. So I felt that that was a pull-in right there. I didn't get a good feeling about it. Also, when I initially talked to the salesperson, I asked him if there's going to be any additional fees. Are there going to be any additional fees, anything else? And he said, no, this is going to cover everything that you need for the website. And then I was forewarned about going to a company such as yourselves from a family member that to watch out for extra fees because they don't tell you all the fees up front. And then once you've given them money, then they start getting you to give them money, give them more money, give them more money. Well, today, Eddie or David said, this is only valid for today. Like, I have to do it today, otherwise I'm losing out. It creates a feeling of, hey, I'm about to lose out on this great deal that you guys are going to give me today when you weren't willing to give me that deal yesterday. So with that being said, I would like to have a refund process.
So, okay, I completely understand this part. And first of all, I'm so really apologies for this inconvenience that you face to dealing with David, as he mentioned to you the price $24.99. So normally he's a routine practice. Actually, he's normally say $24.99 instead of just saying like $2,499. It's normally he mentioned to all clients like this way, but the intention wasn't like that. The way you are thinking. But the intention was not like that, right? For that, I'm so sorry about that from my side. And the second part that you are saying that yesterday was the price is 24,000, oh, like 2,499, and now he is giving you the price is 14.99, like $1,499. So yesterday price was different, right? And today I might be possible he applied some coupons on your account. That's why you got this type of massive discount on the amount. I believe so. Did he apply the coupon on the amount? Might be he got some zip code applied on the account or something like that. Did he do that thing?
Yeah.
Yes. So here's thing, right? So even you know that you, as you said, you also work already work in the customer care or customer service department, definitely. So as being a agency, right, our companies announce coupons or discount on regular basis and provide coupons for the clients where we can use those coupons on the customer accounts. So we can provide the best service along with the best discount on the price, on the service of what they are willing to get. So that's the same way he did with you. You wanted
to. But I don't need you to tell me what he did. I know exactly what he was doing. Okay, so you offer the price initially. If they don't take it, then you say, "Well, give me a zip code." And then, "Oh, great, you're getting $500 off. That's not good enough. Give me one more zip code. Maybe we can get something better." Oh, okay, great. Now you're getting $1,000 off. Mm-hmm. Right? I understand what it was. Okay, I don't need you to mm-hmm. walk me through this. I do sales for a living. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna so. I'm not going to be sold back on this. I'm like, was moving forward with it. I was willing to do what was needed. When that happened, I felt like I had a bad experience, and I no longer want to continue to have this feeling.
So is there no way to continue the dealing with us regarding only on this point?
No, there's no way. There's no way. All I'm asking for is a refund. That's all I'm asking for. I won't put a bad review up for you guys. I'll just wipe my hands and be gone, okay? That's all I'm asking for. I don't know if you guys will or if you're not. I don't know if you guys are fake or if you're real. I don't know any of that stuff. All I know is that I'm going to be asking for a refund, and that's it.
We don't have any problem to proceed a refund to you, right? As again, I'm saying to you, we don't have any problem. We can go ahead and refund you the amount, right? But here's the point, only on
okay,
this
thank
part,
you.
On this part, you need a refund, and I don't think that there's any makes sense to me. Only on this part you are asking for the refund. There is no way, because we are about to, you know, we have around 50% work or 60% work we have already.
Look,
done
man,
website.
I do not want to do business with your company. Okay, I told you the reason. If you're going to tell me that reason isn't good enough for a refund and tell me to screw off, then that's what you're going to do. But I'm
no,
telling
I'm not
you that
doing
I had
it.
A bad experience. I do not want to continue moving forward, and right now I need to get back to something else. So, like, I'm asking you for a refund. Can you give me a refund? Could you keep telling me that's not a problem, but then you want to move forward to this isn't a good enough reason to get a refund, right? So you're telling me the way that I should think.
Even so, at the end, again, we can go ahead and definitely refund you the money even you don't want to continue the business
can
with
you
us,
please
right?
Do that? That's what I want you to do. That's what I'm asking you to do. You keep telling me you can do it. So show
okay.
me you can do it.
I can show you that, but we need to follow our policies regarding the refund policy. I believe you have already read out the complete refund policies. I believe so, right? Did you review the complete refund policy?
Can you do the refund or not?
We can. We can do that. We are
okay,
not denying
then let's
it.
Do it.
We will
I don't need to talk about anything else.
Sir, why?
I don't need to talk about anything else. I have nothing else to say.
I'm here to resolve the issue, and we can proceed with the refund. But the way you are talking with me, it seems like to me like you're not the good way you are talking with me. I'm here to resolve the issue.
No, because
and
you're trying to keep me.
No, I'm not.
You don't want me to get the refund.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing like that way. I'm here to resolve the issue, and I will
go ahead
and refund you the amount. I'm here. To resolve the issue, and I will go ahead and refund your amount. But the way you are talking with me, I think it's not a good way. Please be calm. I'm here, and I will go ahead and refund you the amount. I'm not saying that I will not be. I will definitely. I will. This is your money. This is not our money. You're not. You don't want to get this service. That's totally fine. I will go ahead and go do that for you, right? But you should have to be calm and relax yourself.
All right, I'm calm.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, again, according to the website and all that stuff, so you will get the email from the billing department, okay, for the refund, and according to that, we will go ahead and proceed your refund, okay? So you should have to wait for the email from the billing department. Once you receive that, once you acknowledge that email, then I will go ahead and proceed the refund with you. And again, we don't have any problem to refund you with refund to your amount, because this is your amount. This is not our. You're not getting the service. That's totally fine. We will go ahead and refund the amount. Not a problem. But there is a process.
Okay.
And you know that you're also working for the company. There is a process which needs to be followed. So our process is I will go ahead from the billing department. You will receive an email first. And once you acknowledge that email, then we will go ahead and proceed with the refund. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
So stay with us, right? After this call today, you will receive an email from the billing department as per the policies, right? And then once you acknowledge it, then we will go ahead and refund you the amount according to the policies, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. I will be looking out for that email.
And again, you should have to make sure we go ahead and refund your amount according to the policies, right? So all the policies I will mention in the email, and once you acknowledge it, then we will move to the next step, okay?
Okay, you keep mentioning that, like they're full or something.
Yeah, there's a policy, right? I mean, you know that every company has a policy. Every company
sure.
has a policy, and every company needs to be follow their protocols and the process. So they're the same way. I am an employee over here. I need to follow the protocols and policies and the process. So I need to follow it. So I will go ahead and email you regarding all the things I will mention in there and the policies, and according to the policies, I will go ahead and refund you the amount. Okay?
Okay.
No problem. Anything else I can help you with, buddy?
No, that'll be it.
Thank you very much, and this is a good way to talk. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much for the understanding.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Take care.